Live from McFarland's in Sauk City, it's a very Sauk Prairie Christmas with host Raul LaBrèche. Heritage Credit Union, Sophie's Fine Jewelry, and Meyer Insurance present today's program featuring Sauk Prairie area guests, a live in-studio audience, and special musical entertainment. Prairie Clinic, Badger Excavating and Plumbing, Bank of Prairie du Sec, and Wittenbach Meats also make today's live broadcast possible. Additional sponsors include Fairway Mortgage, Consumers Co-op, Merrimack Communications, Courtesy Ford, and Prairie Plumbing and Heating. Here's Raul in today's edition of A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas.
And welcome, 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 welcome to the final edition of A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas. We have a really, really special show today. I hope you're ready to just sit there and listen, because we're starting out with some great music from our wonderful musical guests, the Kerosene Kites, and we'll be talking with Pastor Brian Brotherton a little bit about the first Christmas. So sit back, relax, have some coffee, and enjoy the Kerosene Kites.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we know the place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, but I brought some corn for piping. Lots of turf, way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow.
I just don't care if it snows or not now. Let it snow. It just doesn't matter anymore because we know, right? So thank you very much, Kerosene Kites. Beth Killey, Eric Jelland. It's a Norwegian name or something, right?
Very much, yes.
Yeah, so you don't pronounce it like a normal human being, right?
Nope, exactly.
Okay. Right, Jelland, like a cello.
Exactly.
So, which is the only way I'm ever going to remember that, because it's K-J-E-L-L-A-N-D, right?
It's exactly.
I don't know how you would get Jelland out of that, but okay, I'm French. We don't say things about stuff because we're hard to pronounce too. Anyways, and sitting across the table from me is Pastor Brian Brotherton, so who I've just been getting to know in the past few months, and that's to my deficit, because every time I get to talk with you, it's...
Getting to know me has been to your deficit.
I meant it the other way around. Okay,
God.
Okay. Well, okay, I can see where you would take it that way, though, because Lord knows I put my foot in my mouth regularly, so... No, because you're just such a nice man. I mean, and I mean that in the best sense of the word, but... thank you. Welcome. Welcome to...
Thank you, Raul.
A very Sock Prairie Christmas. So I'm so pleased that you agreed to do this. I know you had to call Rod Spillane and see... He wants me to do this show. What's that all about? So, and Rod had already been on...
And he survived.
He did. He did. He came on Mornings at McFarland's, and I managed to only make a little bit of a fool out of myself, and I don't think a fool of him at all. So, Pastor Brotherton, how did you come to the Sock Prairie? Because you're not an original Sock Prairiean, are you?
I'm not.
You're not.
No. Originally from Ohio, came here through Illinois. We were down in Illinois for 15 years, okay. And came here about, I guess it's just over 3 years ago now.
Okay. So, and you had been at a church in Illinois for quite a while, hadn't
Correct.
You?
Correct. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Which I understand was a different denomination than the one you're at now, was it?
It is, and so. Yet they still let me in.
No denominational barriers were there.
No.
Oh, I'm
no.
sorry. It was a Baptist church, wasn't it?
That is correct.
Okay. So, yep. Which must have been interesting to make that switch. Or did you find it really wasn't that different?
Theologically, wasn't that different. I guess I'm still learning about working within a network of churches as opposed to an independent Baptist church.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. I've found that to be real positive.
And you have a wife and two children, right? One
that is correct.
A young man that's in college.
Our oldest is in his senior year at Cedarville University over in Ohio. And our youngest is a sophomore here in town at Sauk Prairie High.
Okay. And your wife came along with you, obviously, right?
She is not here.
No, not here, but she came to Wisconsin with you, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's
I thought you meant
sure.
that she's sitting in the audience
she
out
is.
Here laughing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just, you know, I hate to think of Christina being somewhere in Ohio going, he said he'd be back in just a minute. So I'm going to get some eggs and some bread, and I'll be back in 15 years. I think my wife wishes I would do that sometimes, but especially when I'm being difficult. But welcome to Wisconsin, if we haven't said it to you already. So have you gotten used to the cheese thing and all that? The traditions that we have in Wisconsin, bratwursts are part of the Christmas tradition here in Wisconsin. Yeah. I don't know if you've learned that yet or not.
I do enjoy bratwursts. I enjoy cheese curds.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, I think, here. So we'll come back in just a quick break for a word from our sponsors, have some more music from the Kerosene Kites, and some more talk with Pastor Brian Brotherton. Don't go anywhere. Don't do it. Don't. Stop. Don't go.
Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation opens doors to home ownership. See Fairway at 129 4th Street in Baraboo if you're making your first home purchase, moving up, acquiring a vacation home, or refinancing. Fairway offers more home financing options. You could say they have many flavors instead of just chocolate and vanilla. They also provide better control over the process of underwriting your loan and getting to the closing table faster, smoother, and on time. Get the Fairway team working for you. See them at 129 4th Street in Baraboo. Learn more at www.fairwaybaraboo.com or call 608-355-1333. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS number 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into any agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information rates and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property acceptance. Branch NMLS number 259026. Prairie Clinic, opened in 1956, is celebrating 60 years of dedicated service to the community. Located at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City, Prairie Clinic is an independent clinic offering family medicine, pediatric, obstetrics, and gynecology services. In addition to acute care and medical consultation, the clinic offers programs for asthma, anticoagulation, and nutrition. Clinic hours are 7 to 7:30 Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5 Fridays, and 8 to noon Saturdays. Learn more at prairieclinic.com or call 640 443-3351. There's always a special magic in the air this time of year. The holiday season is a great time for Meyer Insurance in Sauk City, your local Pekin insurance agency, to thank you for your business and wish you and yours all the best during this special time of year. In any season, Meyer Insurance Agency is committed to providing you with beyond the expected service and peace of mind. From everyone at Meyer Insurance and Pekin Insurance, enjoy the wonder of the season and have a safe and happy holiday. Christmas shopping for your special someone is easy at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Choose jewelry beautifully crafted with diamonds, emeralds, sapphires, rubies, and pearls. Watches are also great Christmas gifts, and jewelry boxes are ideal gifts to help keep a jewelry collection intact. Sophie's Fine Jewelry offers in-store financing and free gift wrapping. Extended shopping hours are now in effect. Open till 6:30 p.m. weekdays and Sundays noon to 4. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Armors, who's your source for barn sand? It should be Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sac. Call them today for pricing and on-farm delivery. Call Badger Excavating and Plumbing now at 608-643-2881. Whether you live on the farm or in town, remember Badger Excavating and Plumbing for all your ag, commercial, and residential excavating and plumbing needs. Basements, general bulldozing, driveways, septic system installs, gravel and topsoil, and new and repair plumbing services make Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sac your number one source. 608-643-2881.
I'm Steve Pletz with Bank of Prairie du Sac. We're celebrating 100 years. Since 1916, we have been a locally owned, independent community bank. We put customers first, and our mission is to do what's right. We want to say thank you to all our customers and the entire community. Thank you for 100 years. We look forward to serving you for 100 more. Stop by our locations in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City or call us at 608-643-3393 to experience our personalized banking firsthand. Member FDIC.
And we're back here on a very Sauk Prairie Christmas in Sauk City, Wisconsin, from the hardware floor of McFarland's in Sauk City, which seems to me, I guess, a very unusual place to be having a thing like this, but what the heck? We're going to go with it anyways, right? So, and we have a wonderful live audience here today. Thanks all for all the people who have come down here to watch the show and make us all more nervous. That's great. Makes us perform better. So, my guest across the table here is Pastor Brian Brotherton from Graceway Church in Sauk Prairie. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about the traditions of Christmas, because if you don't know already, the theme of today's show is Christmas in Bethlehem. We started out this series with Christmas in Sauk Prairie, then we moved to Christmas on the Farm, where Jerry Apps was here talking about recollections of growing up on the farm in the 30s and the 40s, and last week was Christmas in the Armed Services, talking with folks about that are in the service or have been in the services and experiences that they had being away from home. And now this week we're wrapping up with the big enchilada, really, the Christmas in Bethlehem, in my mind, because that's the reason for the season. Mm-hmm. But I thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the traditions, because one of the things I found in preparing for the show is really kind of looking at some of the stories and some of the things that we practice regularly. And I know you shared a magazine with me, which was really wonderful. The Christian History Institute has a magazine on history and things like candy canes and where candy canes came from. What was that story about? I know I've heard a couple of things, that it was actually a jay, but there's also that it's a shepherd's hook or something, isn't there?
And that's the thing about traditions sometimes we end up with the product at the end and lose track of what it was supposed to symbolize. And a variety of explanations come along the way. One of the things that Christian History Magazine pointed out, a choir master in 1670 was frustrated with fidgety kids at the Living Nativity. And so he made some white sugar candy sticks that had a curve in the top. That was to represent the shepherd's staff, be a reminder of that. Use that as a means of, I guess, maybe bribery, encouraging better behavior.
I don't know that we can get a sugar high, and then that doesn't that just make it worse?
Well, I'm not sure what his experience was. Probably the year after that, 1671, he held them to the end of the nativity.
Oh, and gave them at the end, sent them home to get the sugar high.
Right,
Mom and Dad would be thrilled with that, I'm sure. So. But and then there were traditions too about some of the songs that we sing and where they came from. I was interested and I found it was very unusual that some of the songs were actually written many, many years before they were actually put to music.
As poems, yeah. As a form of poetry, and then maybe even as much as 100 years later, somebody took that poem, set it to music, and we've been enjoying it ever since.
What was it? The one piece I thought I read something about the composer, the musical composer, wrote or put the music to it in the 1830s. It had really been written. Which one was that? Hark the Herald Angels, or I forget now. Anyways, but the interesting was that he had lifted some stuff from Handel, so
right,
in order to make the
right
melody work too. So they were using the culture of their time. In fact, 200 years from now, I'm sure something from Let It Snow is going to show up in A Christmas Carol, and you won't know about it unless you do gene splicing or something, I guess. I don't know. So it's interesting how that, yeah, does kind of morph over time. Some of the traditions of, we were talking about that earlier, about the pictures that we have of the Nativity, the manger, the crib, that those things actually came about in trying to explain things as well, but aren't necessarily biblically accurate, or at least there's no biblical support for some of it. And yet we, you know, how many donkeys were there? Color were the mules in the stable? What have you found with that? Is that confusing, do you think, to people?
I'm certainly a big advocate of encouraging people to read their Bibles with their imagination engaged and looking at the text and trying to picture it. Sometimes when we've had now millennia to do that, what we end up holding on to are the imagination pictures, and as we try to incorporate it into our culture. So if you grew up here in Wisconsin, you're thinking barn, you're thinking wood structure, you're thinking as opposed to maybe the manger may have been in a cave, may have been a low-lying building, shed almost type thing.
Just an extra room, it might have been.
We'll get into that whole question of the inn.
Yeah.
May not be, something with a lobby and bellhop and a little, dinger on the front counter there.
No, there's no room at the inn.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
So like the soup Nazi of inns, It's just like, no, you cannot come in here. You go in the back room. So, yeah, we have the interesting ideas of things, don't we? So, and yet, I think you've hit it really on the head of the imagination is part of what colors the faith. We have a way of, we glom onto those things, and as long as the things aren't
contradictory,
it doesn't really matter, whether the donkey was brown or gray, or there were three or four wise men, shepherds, there were 16, no, there were 12, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that before too, that even with the Gospels, that there's a tendency to look at them and say, well, there's inconsistencies here. Mm. But when you really start to look at those inconsistencies, it's like, well, no, it's just a different perspective.
Yeah.
If I saw a building burning, and I saw one side of it, and my friend saw another side of it burning, we would describe the same building burning, but we'd have different descriptions of it.
Because a different perspective.
Yeah.
As well as a different audience to which the two of you turned to describe it to. If you're describing it to your children and he's describing it to a police officer, you're going to use different language. You're going to approach it differently because of the audience to whom you're writing.
Sure.
These gospel writers are writing to different audiences as well.
Yeah. Which we're actually going to talk about that, I think, in our next segment here. I'm going to take a quick break again because I want to be able to have plenty of time in that next section for some music from the Kerosene Kites. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. We're going to be back with more of Very Sauk Prairie Christmas in just a minute. We have to hear a word from our sponsors. And I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, too, for being a part of this show.
Heads up if you live in Sauk City, Prairie du Sac, Bluffview, and along the Wisconsin River from Sauk Prairie to Moon Valley and Merrimack. Merrimack Communications wants to be your internet, cable television, and telephone service provider. This local business with local service and very competitive rates provides blazing fast fiber to the home and business. You get blazing fast internet service, cutting-edge crystal clear telephone service, and a fully digital cable TV service with 200-plus channels and HD. Learn more at MERR.com. MERR.com.
More than $1 million. That's how much members of Heritage Credit Union saved last year. They refinanced their vehicles and homes to get better rates and lower payments. And they used our free and low-cost financial services to save even more, like Heritage's Simply Free Checking with no hidden fees, no minimum balance, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs. Members save hundreds each year just by making the switch to Heritage, and you can too. Visit heritagecu.org/million for complete details. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Here we are, smack dab in the heating season. Customers of Consumers Co-op in Sauk City know they'll be well taken care of all season long. In addition to receiving top quality Cenex propane, they have peace of mind knowing they'll always have it in their tanks and at the best price. Consumer Co-op's massive storage tanks ensure patrons warmth and comfort all season long. Isn't that what you want? Call Consumers Co-op at 643-3301. 643-3301. Consumers Co-op in Sauk City. They deliver value and have for over 86 years.
Fritz Wittenbach here with Wittenbach Meats in Prairie du Sac. We've got gift boxes to meet your gift-giving needs. Check out our website at wmeats.com to see this year's selection of gift boxes. You are always welcome to build your own gift box using our award-winning sausages and local items. If you are unsure, you can purchase a gift certificate in any amount. Who wouldn't love that? I'll let you in on a little secret. Santa likes Wittenbach bacon better than cookies.
Courtesy Ford of Sauk Prairie, home of Trucktown USA. Choose from a bigger inventory of over 1,000 vehicles at CourtesyFordSaukCity.com. Get bigger discounts with Black Friday specials continuing through the end of the year. Exclusively at Courtesy Ford Sauk City. Trade-in allowances over and above Kelley Blue Book. Visit Courtesy Ford Sauk City today. Test drive the Ford F-150 and get more truck for your buck at $249 payments. See dealer for details. Service now open on Saturdays, and we will work on diesels. It's all new Courtesy Ford in Sauk City. It's courtesy that counts.
Don't let harsh weather push you around in your own home. Eliminate hot and cold spots with a Carrier ductless system. As the name suggests, ductless systems give you control of your home's comfort without invasive ductwork, focusing on the hard-to-reach spaces that need it most. Bring home versatile and efficient home comfort. Carrier ductless. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531.